Peter Penguin, that included the character Joey the kangaroo. And kangaroos are cute animals, right? I mean, generally, they're bouncing around and they're always excited. And that's kind of the guy that Joey the kangaroo was. But Joey wasn't always a nice guy. In fact, for a while, Joey was a bully. I know we don't like to hear that about people we like and characters we like, even in stories. But Joey was a bully. He was like, oh, I'm the fastest. I can jump the highest. You're slow. Can you imagine someone saying that to you? You're slow. Well, hey, you would brush it off. Hey, Thomas is probably fast. Right? You run pretty fast. But if you're a penguin and you waddle, guess what? You're slow. If you waddle, you're slow. You can be fast for a penguin, but compared to a kangaroo, you're slow. And it was getting really tiring because Joey was always going around, I can jump higher than you can, Bill. I can jump higher. And Bill sits there nice and quietly. But does that feel good, Bill? Not really, does it? I mean, just because I can't jump high or as high as you can doesn't mean you have to make me feel bad. Well, finally, one day, Peter Penguin had enough. He said, Joey, quit being such a bully. And Joey said, oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? No. Penguins don't fight. Peter Penguin definitely doesn't fight. Francine the fox had an idea. She says, we'll settle this once and for all. We're going to have a race. We'll see who's the fastest. Joey the kangaroo or Peter Penguin? Who's going to win that race? You would think so because we want them to. But penguins waddle. And kangaroos jump. And they fly. Oh, Peter says, Francine, what are you doing? No one can beat Joey. Joey is the fastest. Even you, a fox, can't beat Joey the kangaroo. And Francine says, I got an idea. And they gathered all the animals together, and they started walking. And Francine said, follow me. Everybody, come with me. Come with me. And everybody followed. Holly the hippo was there, and Samuel and Samantha, the twin squirrels were there. They were just all excited. It was going to be a race. It was going to be a race. And all the animals went along and they followed Francine and they came to a great big pond. It was probably twice as long as this church is. It was really long and wide. And they were at the edge. And Francine said, you see the tree on the far side? The far side of the pond, and everybody was looking. Yeah, big tree, can't miss it. Far side of the pond. All right, said Francine, the race is this. You got to run all the way. You got to go all the way over there and touch that tree. And then you got to come all the way back. And the first one that makes it all the way over there, touches the tree and comes all the way back, wins the race. And Peter's like, I'm tired already. And Joey's like, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. This is easy. On your marks. Get set. Go. And Joey took off. Running and bouncing. And he looked back. And Peter was like, I can't win. And Francine said, swim. Swim. Swim, Peter. And all of a sudden, all the animals were going, swim, Peter. Swim, Peter. And Peter jumped into the water. And penguins can swim. Oh, boy, can they swim. And he just flew through the water. And Joey was running and watching Peter go further and further ahead of him. And then, poof, out popped Peter at the other end and leaned against the tree. And Joey was running and running and running. And he came and he Joyce touched the tree. He said, I'm going to beat you back. And he took off. And Peter said, ha-ha. And Peter jumped into the water. And he flew through the water. And he came back and all the animals were cheering. Hey, Peter won. And who came 5 minutes later? Joey. He was tired. And he said, that's not fair. Francine said, oh, yes it was. The race was to the tree and back. You agreed to have a race. No one said how you had to do it. I guess you're not the fastest. Yeah. Joey felt a little bad and he apologized to the rest of the animals for how he'd been treating them. He realized maybe he had been a little mean. And sometimes that happens. Today in church, we're going to talk about gifts. Gifts. God gave you a gift. He made you 2 days from now, right? Wednesday? Wednesday is your birthday. So, 11 years ago on Wednesday, God said, I'm going to make Georgia exactly how she... Actually, He planned it even before you were born. Do you know that? He planned you and you and you and you. Even you. Yes, Andrew. He even planned you. Years. And Rose. All of us. He planned us long before we were even born. The Bible says God knit us together. Have you ever knit? That's hard. I don't know how you do it. He designed you. He made you specifically you. He wants you to be who you are. He gave you special gifts and talents. Like you have your own fingerprints, so you have your own personality, right? But why did God give you those gifts? Peter Penguin was given a gift to swim fast, and Joey Kangaroo to jump and run quickly. And we can use those gifts to make ourselves look good, but that's not why God gave them to us. God gave us the gifts that He gave us. He made you who you are to help the people around you.